Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it. Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, I have one of these voicemails from, voice memos from Jimmy Allen regarding yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to go ahead and get to this so it doesn't disintegrate, because I don't really know how long these last. So up first, Eddie, you do yours. Around the room. Producer Eddie, go ahead.
I'm about to say something that's going to make me sound old, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
The deodorant company, the one I buy, I've been buying for 10, 15, 20 years, is ripping me off. I promise you that they are putting less deodorant in that deodorant stick. Because back in the day, Bones, I used to buy deodorant and it would last the whole month. Uh-huh. Now, 2 weeks, I'm like, what? Where's the rest of it?
It's the meme of Homer Simpson's dad, Grandpa Simpson, at the clouds.
Yeah.
Fist in the air.
Yeah.
That's the meme right there.
Because, I mean, look, the stick's the same size, the actual container, but inside, they've shortened it. And they can't trick
maybe
me,
maybe you
most.
Just need more. Maybe you're stinkier now.
That could be it.
Remember the time you opened a bag of chips and there was not one chip in it?
Yeah, it was nothing. It was all air.
Like, that's the thing I complain about.
Man, they're getting us, bro.
Eddie opened a chip and he's like, back in my day, they put chips in this bag.
So crazy, man.
Well, that was just an accident.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lunchbox so my message doesn't disintegrate. I'll come back to you in a second.
So, go ahead, man.
Lunchbox said he had some song from Jimmy Allen yesterday and was like, I shouldn't have it. It was sent to me as an accident. It's like breaking news. So I said, Jimmy, should Lunchbox have this song? What was it called?
Small Town Anthem.
Okay, here we go. Here's Jimmy. I haven't heard this yet.
Let's hear what he says.
Yo, what's up, man? So I was knocked out when you said that earlier. Yeah, and I texted to him. He half asleep. He don't even remember. We was at my son's basketball game, and I texted to him and told him to check it out because it's one of the two songs I'm thinking about going for the next single. And I actually just wrote it. So I just texted to him to see if he thought about it.
The Lunchbox? Hold on. Second one.
It wasn't an accident. I did it on purpose.
Second one coming up. 12 seconds long.
I sent it to Eddie, too. He's on that.
You got it, too?
Yes.
Why did you say something?
It was a text.
I like watching Lunchbox just fall. I mean,
he has something.
But what's crazy is they had this whole conversation about it, and he doesn't remember it.
I don't remember that. Because it came like a day later, so I went in. When you forget it, I guess we had a conversation about it, but.
Well, there's the end of that.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you want to hear it?
No, I don't think he wants it to be heard.
He wants you to help him decide if he should.
Well, that's
use
what I'm saying.
But
people can vote.
I don't think it's TRL. So there's mine. There's the end of that. He did not do it by accident.
All right. Well, there was no note with it, so I thought it was an accident.
Okay.
Lunchbox, you're up. Go ahead.
Listen, everyone, whenever you go buy something like pharmacy, anything, always ask for a coupon because it's amazing. I had to go get ear drops for one of my kids, and they were $206. And oof. I went to the window. I said, man. $206. He goes, yeah, let me see if insurance. He goes, no, that's with insurance. And I was like, do you have like a coupon or anything? And he goes, I can get it down to $42.
Wow. That's the only place that's worked for me too, where I've been like, hey, do you have any, and they go, yeah, we can add a coupon to it if you ask for it. And it cut.
I'm like, why should I have to ask for you to get it to $42? Just make it $42.
Well, that would be like, well, why do I need to bring a coupon to the store? I saw it in the paper. I should just give me the milk for half off.
But he goes, I don't know if I have a coupon, but I can. He starts pressing some things on the computer. He goes, I can get it down to $42.
And he probably doesn't know every single drug and every single coupon that's in for every drug. But the fact they did, it's awesome.
That's amazing.
But absolutely ask every time, because I was just like, I thought about not buying it.
What does Dave Ramsey say to do?
Is this the best price
best
you can
deal
give me?
Is this the best price you can give me? Yeah.
It's hard to say that on like drugs. Like
yes.
But that's the only place it's worked for me.
I mean, unbelievable. So yeah. Thank you to the guy at the pharmacy. Don't know his name. We'll call him Bill, but appreciate you.
Amy?
I saw someone post this and I was like, okay, this is funny and so true. So I want to see how it matches with the guys on the show. You can't send two questions to a man in the same text message or separate messages before receiving a reply to the first one. You will only get an answer to one of your questions. Simple creatures, slow down for them.
Eddie, you're nodding yes.
I just did this the other day. A friend of mine texted me, he said, hey, are you able to come to town to help me with this thing? And then, cool, hey, I hope the kids are doing well. Hey, how old is your oldest? So I'm like, I don't know which one to ask, answer, so I answered the second one. He's 15. Huh. And then he's like, so are you able to come into town? I'm like, oh, yeah, that question. I forgot about it.
I'm looking through my text with my wife. Either she knows I do this or she just doesn't ask two questions at a time, because she will wait for one answer and then get to the next thing.
Oh, I think she knows. She's figured out simple creatures.
It's complicated.
Also, it gives us a reason to not answer one of them.
I like
it. So it's not even simple. I would just be like, oh, I don't want to answer that one. I'm going to pick that one so I don't have to answer that one.
That's good stuff.
So you call us simple. We're faking simple.
Yep.
We're actually quite advanced. Mm-hmm. And just finding ways to not have to deal with your crap. How about that?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
How about that? Boom.
Yeah, I got him, Bones.
Got that one. Time now for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Morning studio. My 9-year-old son, fourth grader, announced he has a girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
He announced it right after Christmas break. He seemed so happy. I was excited for him to get to experience his first girlfriend. I found out recently they say, I love you to each other. I think they're too young to be saying this. And I did have a talk with him about it. Now, a couple of days ago, he saw her hug another boy and he got very upset. Of course, he doesn't know how to control his emotions yet. He's 9, and he blew up. He apologized and assured him that he would never do this again. Well, they play Roblox together. She decided to add him, this other guy, into a group chat. He thought it was her other boyfriend. He blew up again, accusing her of cheating on him.
Oh, man.
Well, this is some Real Housewives 9th grade stuff.
9-year-old.
Yeah, 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah, 9-year-old. Wow. I think he is too emotionally attached to this girl, and I think they should break up. Again, he's 9. I don't want him to continue to have anger issues with her and end up not being liked at school, but also don't want him to see I'm a controlling mom. Should I make him break up with her? Should I just let it play out and end on its own? Sincerely, mom of a love-struck 9-year-old. Amy?
I mean, I think I would sort of let it play out, but the emotions part is what's sticking out to me.
The anger issues?
Yeah. So let's start identifying exactly what he's feeling and then doing different things to help him process that. And not so much like that. I mean, I remember in fourth grade having boyfriends.
Well, good for you. I didn't have anything until I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How long?
Fourth grade, fifth grade.
Well, she had like 3 at one time apparently in fourth grade. I didn't have anything until I was like 26.
But it didn't mean anything like other than maybe we talked on the phone, but barely. Actually, come to think of it, when in an elementary school, we would talk on the phone, but then the minute you became boyfriend, girlfriend, like you basically ignored each other suddenly. So it's, I mean, I wouldn't worry
marriage.
About it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like marriage, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the issue too is not the girl. I think the issue is his reaction to when things don't go his way with
Absolutely.
Anger issues. Because this could be anything other than that. And it probably is. You're just not seeing it and super sensitive to it. So I think the issue is, why does he react this way when things aren't going his way? Because this can turn into something extremely problematic later on in life if you don't figure it out now. So the girlfriend thinks fine. If that's going to come and go, you're not really going to be able to control that, because he'll go like, yeah, we broke up, but did he really? Who knows? But I think it's figuring out where the root of why he does this. And maybe they love each other. You ever think about that, mom?
Fourth grade love?
You ever think about that, mom?
But they don't.
Who knows?
I mean, you do hear stories of people like, we met in fourth grade, we're married
now.
That's true.
Wait, when?
Every
like
once
Thomas
in a while.
Rhett, right?
Like our grandmas and grandpas, they got married when they were 9.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett.
That's a good one.
That's funny. Okay, I'm going to end this email with this. I think the issue is figuring out why he blows up, like what that is, because it's not just happening in this only situation. There are other parts of his life that this is happening to. Find the root of it. Hopefully, if you address it, you can, I don't want to say get it fixed, because it's not something you'll ever fix, but you'll at least have the tools to work on it if it does happen again.
There's a good book. You can grab it on Amazon. It's called What Am I Feeling? And it walks you through, or your child, you can read it with them or they can read it on their own, all the emotions. And then there's a chart in the back.
Love a chart.
Yeah, because sometimes when you don't have the words,
you can... That's a poster. And there's a poster in the back. You can
point. Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I want to go to Raymundo, who is our audio producer who pushes all the buttons. Ray, you just bought concert tickets to see an artist, but not here where we live.
Correct.
Who'd you buy tickets for?
Sam Hunt!
Why did you not go to a show here?
I don't know. His tour's weird, but he did the residency in Vegas, so I scooped up some of those tickets.
Oh, you're going to go watch Sam Hunt in Vegas?
Yep. Middle of April, I think.
You going to try to meet him?
No. There wasn't even an option for meet and greet.
Yeah, but it's not like you can call people, and it's like... not like you're obsessed with Sam Hunt.
Well, I've met him in studio before. Yeah, yeah. That would be cool, though. But I mean, yeah, I'd have to pull some strings.
Is it worth pulling strings to go to... I mean, I could probably set you up on a meet and greet, but you'll have to stand in
yeah!
line. Now, hold on. You'd have to stand in line with other people who probably bought a meet and greet.
It's all part of it. I mean, me, Sam, Baser, a roulette wheel in Vegas, that'd
no,
be
no,
dope.
No, you're not going to go gamble with him through the night. See, okay, but do you want to go to the meet and greet if he does one?
Yeah, that would honestly be lit.
And you'll stand with everyone, just wait in line and...
Oh, yeah, I mean, honestly, that's the reason we're going out there, to see him, and then we'll do some gambling, too.
To see him, like, watch the show?
Watch the show, yeah.
Okay. Is Ray a little too obsessed with Sam Hunt?
For sure.
For me to set this up, or no?
No, I think it's perfect.
Okay.
No. See, Lunchbox knows it's going to be just a nightmare.
Well, Ray, like, got a shirt from him. What did he give you as a gift?
He gave me some Air Force Ones, I believe. There was also a coat, and then, a shirt as well.
And you used to wear it all the time?
I still do.
Okay. And why did he get you those gifts?
I don't know. It was something where... They just heard that I liked him a lot, and so they did a Christmas gift from
him.
They
just heard. Oh, that's right. They got him a Christmas present because Ray was psycho stalker on the air.
There we go.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
And Ray will have a couple drinks before the meet and greet, so it's going to get real awkward. That's when it's going to be great.
Okay, what artist, and you? I don't want you to do it for yourself, but what artist is everybody most obsessed with? Ray would be
Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt, for sure. Okay.
Lunchbox. Would it be
Tina Turner? Yeah, that's got to be.
The most, probably Tina Turner. And then Eminem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid. I mean, the hard part is just Tina Turner's not... She's not doing music anymore.
But you don't get to fight for your person. We have to assign it to
you.
Okay,
that's fine. Yeah. I'll take it.
Tina Turner, then Eminem. For Eddie...
I don't know.
Probably Garth Brooks.
I mean... Hey, he's the one person, when he comes in the studio, I can't talk. Like, I...
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks. Tim McGraw. Probably Eddie.
Dude, I love Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just perfect to me. Like, this dude is just perfect.
I would not say that for a meet and greet. Not with that.
You are perfect.
Amy would be George Strait.
For sure.
Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, man. Taylor.
Who are we forgetting about Amy? Anybody else?
Amy.
It just comes to mind. Those George Strait, Taylor good. Swift.
The Who Chicks, is- maybe?
Yeah, but not like Die
not,
Hard.
Not like Taylor Swift or George.
And then me?
Oh, Garth. John Mayer. Foo Fighters.
No, Rivers Cuomo guy.
Yes.
Oh, Rivers, because you've never met him.
Well, he has met him. He hung out with
Weezer.
Me in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's their name.
I met him a couple times.
Oh, the Nirvana?
I went to watch him last week. They were good.
Back
in the day.
No, they're not old. Like.
They were dead before I could afford a concert.
I know, but you really liked them in your grunge days.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Counting Crows.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's a good one, too. I got a lot. We'll be here all day, boys and girls. All right, Ray, I'm going to see about setting you up for that Sam Hunt.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a family in South Carolina, and they order pizza for pizza night. And they
your family.
Like every Friday. They order Domino's, and the delivery driver comes in, and it's an older lady. Her name's Barbara Gillespie, and she falls. She's trying to get up the steps. Oh, she falls. The pizza goes all over the place. And the owners feel really bad, but it all got captured on the doorbell camera.
Oh,
So they put it on TikTok.
Why would they do that to the
but
old lady?
Listen,
that's what I'm talking
about. Why would they do that to the old lady? That's awful.
Hopefully to help her.
Well, let's see.
Amy, that's what
they
did.
This story always ends bad on Tell Me Something Good, so I got a bad feeling about it. Go ahead.
They put it on TikTok and said, guys, we feel really bad about our delivery driver. Can we please do a GoFundMe and raise some money for her? So they raised $264,000.
I watched her fall.
I know, it's a bad
fall.
And then
she hits the chair that's sitting on the porch.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Hey, but the video got shared 16 million times.
I hear you. I wish she wouldn't have fallen.
But listen, now Barbara, she gets to retire.
Yeah.
She put in her 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, but she's going to be limping for the rest of her life.
I know, but.
Yeah, but
old people falling, not funny.
She can limp to the bank.
It's funny up until like 27. And then it starts to get a little less funny. Watch people fall.
Here's the deal. I love the story, but 16 million times, you know most of those people watch that just
to Lunchbox 15 million times.
I mean, it's pretty funny. Like, she could have, taken two trips to the car. She had her hands full.
Way too full. It's like coming in from the grocery store with your arms too full.
Like, way too full. And then $264,000 because she had a little fall.
That's not little, first of all. She wiped out.
Yeah, but it ain't like she went at home on a stretcher.
She also was walking really slow up. Like, you could tell that she has some...
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't move very well.
Right. She was trying to get up that last step.
And she was just working, probably.
Yeah, and she's older.
Mike, you got to stop showing me the video, bro. He keeps running it on repeat. Oh, good for her. I'm glad that she made all that money.
Yeah.
That's a good story, except for the people that are like Eddie laughing at that video.
I'm not laughing at you. You know people were, though.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Our listeners are intrigued. Why do you put Kool-Aid in your toilet?
The water company told me to do it. So for months, we've had issues with our water bill. 1 month I came on and told y'all it was $600, then $500. I was doing everything to try to lower it. People came out, no issues, finally got it down to $90.
But you didn't do anything different. They just said...
I called and complained
a lot. And all of a sudden your next bill is $90.
Right. Right. Well, I guess they couldn't keep up with that. So I got a new bill high again. So
like 300 range or 600 again?
Almost 400. So, I mean, that doesn't make sense, right? So I asked the water company to please send someone out. So he came, checked the meter. He said the meter numbers were basically saying, like, this is not actually what's happening, but the numbers are representing that, say I had a water faucet just on all day long. Water just blowing out of there. I'm like, okay, well, that's not the case. There's nothing on. So he said, okay, let's do a little experiment with your toilets. Go get some of that old school grape Kool-Aid powder and put it in one full pack in all of your toilets.
Like the tank of it?
The tank.
Oh.
And I don't have
the
actual issues, but it could be like a flapper issue. Uh-huh. And somehow if purple from the purple Kool-Aid ends up in the toilet bowl, then there's an issue. And so...
Yeah, but that can't be accurate either fully because...
Why?
Because it
you
would only...
You can't use it. You can't use it.
What?
No,
I know, but I'm saying if it... Follow me here. If there's purple in the tank and that purple goes down to the bowl, but it's not leaving the bowl...
But if the flap's closed...
Yeah, you're not flushing it, so it should stay in the tank.
Right, but I'm saying it's not a nonstop situation. The water, it shouldn't be that high still.
Listen.
It's just one shift down into the bowl. That's it. That's not going to cost you $400. If it's gone out of there and then it's gone out of the bowl too, that's where it's all gone. And who knows how often that's circulating with all that water.
Okay, listen.
So you need to do grape on top, cherry on bottom.
That's what he told me to do.
But it does make sense though, just to see if the tank, if there's a problem with the tank.
If something's and water's just running. And so pretty much only one of my toilets was good to go. The others, all issues.
And it was all drinkable?
And I had to have...
In the bowl?
Yeah. I know. My son was like, yum, this is amazing.
All your bowls had the toilet.
So I had to have Hiller, the happy face truck today, come out and fix these flappers. So this is just step one in the mystery. So now we got to wait for another bill cycle to see what is happening.
I don't know.
Happening.
It seems fishy. It seems fishy still because, like I said, follow me. Your tank's full of water. It's got water that's 12 inches high.
Yeah.
It all is Kool-Aided up and goes into your bowl. If your bowl's just got Kool-Aided in it, it's only 12 inches that's up there. Now, that's going to cost a little more, but it's not going to double your bill. And if that's one or two toilets, it's not that much water, like leaving a water faucet on the whole time.
Well, yes. If the flapper is not working, it'll never get back to that 12 inches, so it consistently runs because it's running.
But then the bowl would be higher.
I mean, I didn't know you guys
and
were
the bowl
plumbers.
Would be overflowing. Yeah. I had to be. Hey, real people know what it's like to jiggle a handle to get the toilet to stop running.
I do the jiggle the handle.
I've jiggled before.
Yeah. So it's like I had to kind of become a plumber when I grew up.
Okay.
because we had broken toilets all the time.
But the fact that you know that if it doesn't go down the bowl,
the point
it's
is,
not
he's
really
saying
going-
it fills back up. But it would overflow the toilet if that were the case, because it wouldn't stop ever.
It doesn't naturally just go down without flushing?
That's the case. If it does, then it's like that. But no, it's not. She has friggin' cranberry delight in her toilet.
Black cherry Kool-Aid.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm not buying it, Amy. I'm letting you know. That's probably a case a little bit, but I'm not buying it.
Yeah, we'll see.
That stinks. Mm-hmm. I bet you get a cheaper bill. You get like a $40 bill next month.
Can't wait.
Mark my words.
Okay.
And you'll get some free Kool-Aid in the mail from the Kool-Aid Company for hearing this.
All right.
We were talking about how kids don't really want to drive like we did when we were kids, mostly because it's rideshare, Uber, Lyft. They don't have to have a car to get to the places they have to get to. With that being said, we use Uber a decent amount, even though we have cars, and have two crazy Uber stories. Lunchbox, you're first.
So I took one home from your million-dollar show the other night, and the guy picks me up. I get in the back, and as we're driving, he keeps taking his hands off the wheel because he's jamming out to music. And I'm hilarious. Sitting in the back going, do you say something? Like, and so I was like, hands on the wheel.
So you were telling him how to drive.
Yes, yeah. Because my life is in his hands, and he is getting so lost in his music.
What kind of music, though?
It was Outkast.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That's a good one.
And
he's
older.
He was just rocking it, and he was just throwing his hand. And I was like, hands on the wheel, hands on the wheel. And I can't see if his eyes are closed, because when you're jamming, sometimes.
Oh, he had closed eyes and hands in the air?
And I'm feeling it. I get you're feeling it, but put the hands on the wheel and bob your head up and down.
Did he do that?
And he put his hands back on the wheel.
Okay,
and
about, he listens.
And then about 5 seconds later, he started jamming again, hands. And he'd put one hand on the wheel, and then he'd have the other hand. And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, please stop. And
you got home safely.
I got home safely.
Did you rate him any worse?
No.
Did you tip him?
Because he did have good music. Like, the music was fun.
Shake it, shake it.
Because it's like, was it a friendly driver? He was friendly. Was it a good, like clean car? It was a clean car. It didn't say anything about, did he have his hands on the wheel?
Did you enjoy Outkast Hey Ya? If so, hit.
I mean, it was good, but it was just like, I was like,
and that's weird.
Would you say something? Do you say something? Because I did, and I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell these people how to drive.
I don't know.
I've
corrected Uber drivers before on the way they're going.
Oh.
If I know the place.
They don't like that.
I'm like, hey, this, especially to the airport. I know the way to the airport. I go all the time. And I know the traffic and when it's bad. And I was like, hey, I know the GPS says this, but I promise you, we do this all the time. If you want to go up here, I say it like that. Not like, hey, you're doing wrong. But if you want to go up here, you can do this. And they'd be like, no. And then I'll go, hey, I really do think you should go this way. Because we're kind of on a time crunch.
Yeah.
And it's awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do know the way. So, but the hands, I don't know what I do about the hands.
Hands.
Here's the other one. Morgan, what happened to you?
So when I got in, I realized somebody else was also in the car. Not just the driver. There was somebody else sitting in the passenger seat.
So it wasn't like when Abby met the guy she wanted to go on a date with, where you share. You didn't do Uber share.
I didn't do Uber share. This was just me picking up an Uber. I get in. There's two people in the front seat.
Oh, they're coming to kidnap you and kill you.
That's weird.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a guy and a girl. And over, I sat in there and contemplated getting out for a minute, but as I started to hear their conversation, I realized they were friends. This girl in the front seat was just riding along with her guy friend.
He should let you know then as soon as you get in. There has to be something said, hey, I'm Mike. I hope it's cool. This is my friend. She's just
hanging out.
Something that needs to be addressed. Otherwise, it feels completely unsafe.
Yeah, or it's my girlfriend on date night.
It's two versus one.
Yeah.
And that's why it feels unsafe.
Yeah, so I sent my Uber ride to like all my friends and my mom. I'm like, if I don't make it out of this car, you guys know I'm not safe.
And you didn't say anything about it?
No, because he didn't say anything. So I just assumed, I'm like, does he just think this is okay?
Again, I don't know if I'd have said anything either, unless they were going to the airport. And I'd be like, hey, you two, this is not the way.
There you go.
By the way, why are there two of you?
I did watch my tracking the whole time. I was like, are we going to the right place?
Yeah, that's bizarre too.
Would you have gotten out though, or would you have stayed?
I think I'd have probably gotten in and just prayed to God I didn't get murdered.
But it's also different for guys and girls.
I agree, because Morgan is a woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is small.
I mean, at some point, I think you got to say, and who is this? Mm-hmm. Like, am I paying for her ride? Like, what's going on? Like,
that's a weird way to go at it, but I do.
I don't think I
do understand that.
Like, yeah. I know your bill, but who is she?
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, let me think. I'm getting in the car, open it up. Oh, did I accidentally order Uber share? Mm-hmm. If so, I messed up because there's somebody else in the car. Maybe that's because that's what came to my mind instinctually. And then that would make him address. Well, no, this is her and we've come together to kill you. I didn't have to say that.
Then you get out.
Then you get out. Yeah.
Have you ever had to prematurely like get out of an Uber?
No, but once I accidentally ordered Uber Share and we stopped at somebody's house and I'm like, what's happening here? And he's like, we're picking this, and I'm, and they got in the seat beside me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I'm like, what's happening? And then I looked down and it said, you're doing Uber Share, and I pushed the wrong button. And then we had to go, we stopped at like some pharmacy. So no, but I've accidentally been in a weird situation like that, but it was my fault. Have you?
Mm. Yeah, when my Uber driver hit a person.
Oh, that's right.
A pedestrian. Right. Yeah.
And you had to do the awkward thing of, hey, I want to go.
Oh yeah, I was like, he's like, here, let me go handle this. Hold on.
You're like, hold on. No, end ride. Yeah. I'm ready. I got to get another one.
He was so casual about it. And then he got out and, you know, police, fire trucks, all these things start arriving. And I'm like, nothing to see here. I'm ordering another Uber. Yeah.
A voicemail from Joy in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, Lunchbox, I'm just wondering how you would feel about if your wife buys a lottery ticket and wins the grand prize. Do you think you deserve half of what she wins? Hope y'all have a great day.
Yeah, I do.
But if you win?
I get to keep that.
But what's the difference?
I'm the one that's providing most of the financial support for our family.
But it doesn't matter. She buys a lottery ticket with her money because you guys have separate bank accounts.
Yep.
Why does she not get to keep it all, but you do? She bought it with her own money.
Man, you guys got a hard... I'm trying to argue, but...
Yeah, it's tough.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Kendra in New Hampshire left this voicemail.
I have met you, Bobby, at your book signing in Boston, and I was born and raised in Manchester, New Hampshire. So you have met someone that was born and raised in New Hampshire.
You could have called and said, I met someone born and raised on Mars. I can't prove it.
But no one has.
No one
has
come up to
that.
Me ever in real life saying, I was born and raised. I live in New Hampshire. Yeah. Here's my driver's license. It says New Hampshire. I don't think that it's real. And if it is, it's a utopia of wonderfully beautiful people who don't cause any problems at all.
I'm starting to go on your side on this.
If Weird. It's real, I want to go there and live there. They don't cause problems. I've never driven through it. I should. I looked. There were no flights there.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there are no flights. Don't ask me. I don't want to be a flat earther. I don't want to be a flat earther here.
Come on.
But shout out to anybody listening in New Hampshire right now, because we, hey, finger quotes, we supposedly have listeners there.
Uh-huh.
We do.
I know. It's got to be the greatest place. I'm telling you, cornucopia is everywhere. It's like Thanksgiving all the time with the big horn with all that. That's what I picture, if it's real. But thank you, Kendra, for the call. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, next time you go to the bathroom, I want you to time yourself if you're peeing.
I only have one free hand.
Well, this is important.
And I'm always afraid I'm going to drop the phone in the toilet if I even look at Twitter. So I hear you, but go ahead.
Apparently, we should be peeing for 21 seconds. That's how long it takes us to empty our bladders. And if it takes you less time than that, you went to the bathroom too soon. If it takes
There's no going too soon. As soon as I feel as soon as that little sparkle, I try to go right then just in case. It's like keeping my phone charged over 90%. Just in case I'm not able to get back to it.
Well, if it takes you more time than that, you went to the bathroom too late. Either way, you're doing a disservice to your bladder and you're training it wrong, which can lead to overactive bladder issues as you get older. I feel this.
I haven't trained my bladder at all. I haven't sent any classes at PetSmart. No, I've done nothing.
But we can. If we start timing it, we can train it. Yeah, that's right.
I'm probably not going to do that, but I appreciate that effort. PSA. All right, what else?
So there's two women from Real Housewives that have a podcast called Reasonably Shady. They're from Potomac. That one,
Eminem
I don't
wants to sue
one.
Them, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they filed for a trademark, and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I've had Slim Shady and Shady since the 90s.
Yeah, if he owns it, he owns it. And you can trademark it if you can show that you've created and have full ownership, and it's a brand. There are things that we trademark. Back when I was trademarking everything, or thought I could, I would just be like, I want to trademark Water is Wet. And they're like, well, it's universally used. You can't. And you have to have a brand. You can't just have a slogan.
Okay.
It's got to be branded or sloganed a lot on different brands. If he owns Shady, then he has that.
It says that he has filed legal papers to stop them because he thinks the nicknames are his. So it doesn't say specifically here if he actually has the trademarks.
They should not do that because he will rap about them and their lives will never be the same.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I hate her. Yeah, she's dead. I can't cut her head off with him. And you're like, wait, what? That was dark. All right, what else?
Sarah Evans, who one of my favorite songs of hers, Suds in the Bucket.
Now our daddy's in the kitchen stairs.
Well, she now has buds in the bucket because she has her own CBD line of products. And the reason why she created this was because it's offered her so much relief from joint pain and anxiety. So she put together her whole line. It's called Born to Fly CBD by Sarah Evans.
Yeah, CBD is like NutraSweet. It ain't real sugar.
No.
It's not the real. It has a little you know, leaf on the.
Yeah, but it's CBD. For me, I personally feel like CBD snake oil does nothing to me. Mm-hmm. So, and I've tried to, you don't get high. It doesn't have the THC in it. But they say all these, for me, it's not worked at all. I've taken it every way, through every hole, rubbed it in every part of my body. Yeah. What?
Well, that's what you did, a hand motion that you've tried.
I rubbed things on my knee. Like, I've also done the roll on. I've taken pills. Oh. I've rolled, you know how they have the stick rolly?
Yeah.
You've done that for like outside of your joint. None of that works.
What about under your tongue?
I didn't roll it on my tongue. It won't fit. I tried.
No, a dropper.
Yeah, I think I've done that too. Yeah. I got a whole thing. It doesn't work for me. I'm not saying it doesn't work for everybody, but I need to go for the hard stuff, is what I feel like. You know?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a woman named Kristen. She'd been colorblind her whole life, and she heard about the special glasses that allow you to see color. So she said, I'm going to wait till my wedding day. By the way, her wedding was also happening at Disney World, which there are a lot of awesome colors there. I'm told. I'm also a bit colorblind myself. So she goes, there's just so much pressure for them to work, though. Like, if you're going to wait for your wedding day and you haven't used them at all, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready to see color. And then it doesn't work. Like, yeah. Wah, wah. However, it did. And so she's emotional. Walt Disney World shared the story. Quote, she was elated when she saw the world and her groom, Nick, in color for the first time. And so there are these glasses, and I've tried them. They don't work on me because I have one eye that's like 8% vision in my right eye. But I'm very jealous of people that have these kind of stories. I think this, to me, is Lunchbox's story of someone winning the lottery.
Oh.
When he's like, I can't believe it. They won, and I didn't.
Oh, okay. So you're like that now.
Well, I'm happy for them. I just wish it worked for me. And then I am what is considered, my whole life I was told I was colorblind because anything over like a 6.5 in darkness all starts to look black. Green, blue, black. Anything brown, it all looks black to me. But now, woke culture says I'm color deficient.
Oh.
Because colorblind is all gray and just black and white, but I don't know anybody that's full black and white.
Yeah, I don't either.
Back in the good old days, I was just colorblind because I couldn't see a lot of colors. Now.
CD.
Oh, so you think maybe most people are color deficient, they just say colorblind.
Absolutely.
Because I'll never forget Travis in high school. He was a football player, and he wore a purple tie with like a yellow shirt. And we're like, dude, you know that doesn't even match. He goes, I'm colorblind. Like, oh, my bad. Cool. All right.
Like, he wasn't lying, though.
Travis.
You know what? He might have been lying just because we called him out.
I had a friend that would help me match clothes for different, like I would go speak at like Kiwanis Club, which is like Key Club stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
FCA stuff. And so I had a friend that helped me because I would take two or three sets of clothes with me. But the good old days, I was colorblind.
Mm. Yeah. I'm going to hit Travis up, see if he's really colorblind.
No, just send him two colors and be like, hey, bud.
What do you see here?
Yeah, which one's brown? Which one's red? Then if he knows, you know he's a big liar.
Right.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecova store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.